The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us here on The Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM, WSBR 88.1 in Lee. This is The Morning Drive. Welcome to Monday, April 13th, and I am Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. As always, we are live and local here at the WTBR studios on Federico Drive. So today, I have a guest here, Abby Allard, a friend of mine, who is one of those people who wears many hats here in Berkshire County. So, but today we're focusing on the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, which is going to be the focus of the conversation today. When we come back from the weather, we will get into that conversation. Let's see what's in store for us.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers this morning, then showers likely this afternoon. Warmer with highs in the upper 60s. Southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower 50s. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour in the evening.
What?
Chance of rain 30%. Tuesday, partly sunny. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Becoming southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 60%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, that's the weather. Well, good morning again. This is The Morning Drive on WTBR. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. So in studio today, we have Abby Allard. Abby's going to be talking today about the Gladys Brigham Community Center, right? That's the proper...
Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center.
Thank you. Okay. A lot of words for me.
A lot of words.
All strung together all at once. How are you?
I'm doing well today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited for the weather. Windy's okay as long as it's not snowing.
Yeah. I hope that we pass that. We know better around here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But this weekend was a nice little, there were a few nights when under freezing. But that's okay.
We're getting there.
Yeah, positive thoughts. So, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. What's new?
Girls Inc. of the Berkshires are celebrating our Ruth P. Boraski celebration evening is coming up in May.
Yep.
I'm expecting it to be beautiful.
Uh-huh. No snow that day.
Hope not. We've had our Ruth P. Boraski celebration evening at the Proprietor's Lodge for the last, this will be our third year doing it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's just Candace has a lot of luck, who owns it, but it's been gorgeous weather every time we've had it. And it's such a really special event. We're celebrating young women and girls and female leaders here in the Berkshires.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a great opportunity to showcase all of the important and amazing things that are happening that, you know, are being done by young women and girls. So we give out 12 scholarships. Four of those scholarships are underwritten by local organizations or colleges. So we have a Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts scholarship that we do. We have a Berkshire Community College scholarship, Rotary Club of Pittsfield, and we have a Zonta Club of the Berkshire scholarship, along with our Ruth P. Boraski scholars, which is just, you know, we get over 30, anywhere between 30 and 50 applicants a year. And these are all female-identifying students who are graduating from a Berkshire County school that are applying. And it's really difficult because we're looking at things like need for the scholarship, We're looking at volunteerism. We're looking at academics. We're looking at your after-school activities. We're looking at your relationship with Girls Inc. here in the Berkshires. And there are some incredibly impressive young ladies coming out of the Berkshires that are going into higher ed or into trade schools. And it's so difficult for our scholarship committee to make that decision. But we do have our 12 scholars for this year and our She Knows Where She's Going award winner, which is an award we give out every year for the last.
Yeah, who's the recipient of that this year?
This year is Lori Kiley from Beacon Bank. Formerly, she was the regional director for Berkshire Bank and director of the Berkshire Bank Foundation. Now she's doing a similar role as a regional leader for Beacon Bank. And she's just her dedication to not only building up the community and supporting the people here in the community, but also her direct relationship with Girls Inc. and what she's doing to not only support programming for girls and young women, but herself being an empowering, inspiring woman and a leader here in the community. She was incredibly deserving.
Yeah, that's great. Because last year, I think it was Brenda Patel.
It was Brenda last year. Yeah. Year before that, it was Cindy Shogri-Raymer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a very
good
pool.
Good company.
No, we've had, you know, some really amazing women that have done a lot for our community who have won this award and that continue to do a lot for our community. Mm-hmm. And there are tickets still available for celebration evening. You can get them through our website if you go to brighamcenter.org, O-R-G, and then you go to the celebration evening webpage. Tickets are there. More information's there about the award ceremony. We also are very excited because we worked with PCTV over the last year filming what we call our Women of Impact series. And Lori was, so these are our teenage girls that are involved in Girls Inc. And they wrote questions and did an interview series with a few different women, whether they're women in business or women that were directly affecting these young ladies. And
are these segments that you're talking about, are they available?
Not yet. We're still working on them. Okay. But that's so we will have a very special premiere because Lori was one of the first women that we interviewed, that the girls had interviewed, and we'll be playing a clip of her interview at Celebration Evening. We also have our Discovery Leadership Girls. Now, these are our older elementary school girls, young middle school girls who are going to be performing. I believe they're doing a poem this year. So it also gives a great platform for these young women to start working on using their voice and sharing it in an audience, in a large audience. You know, we usually have around 100 attendees, 125 attendees at this event. So it's definitely, you know, we're trying to get all of, share all of the things that Girls Inc. of the Berkshires are doing. And in this venue, it's just so beautiful to see strong women empowering, inspiring, and being that Girls Inc. motto of strong, smart, bold.
Yeah. So this is this annual event. How many years have you been doing this?
This is our 34th year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So one of the longest running ones, consistently running. And you know, we appreciate every venue that's ever given us a spot. We've done it with the Colonial. Mm-hmm. We've done it during COVID. We did it at our own camp just we had the space to have that social distancing and things like that. And then being with the Proprietor's Lodge last few years has been really amazing, you know. On a nice sunny, when it's been nice and sunny and we've been able to take pictures out on the back deck with the girls and with our award winners, and then their families get these great pictures. So it's just such a beautiful spot.
Yeah, great setting there. So this is coming up. What's the date again on that?
May 7th. It's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Proprietor's Lodge. Tickets are available online and tickets are $50 each.
Okay. And May 7th is what day of the week?
It's a Thursday.
Okay.
So I'll be missing BLP that day.
Okay.
I think that's your BLP too.
Oh, yeah. The
7th. I'm sorry.
Yes, all right. Well, now, you know, I can't make it to your thing either. So.
Well, that's to say, Christine also felt bad. Lori is the president of the board for One Berkshire, who Brian and I are both involved with as well. Mm-hmm. And so Christine was very sad that she would not be able to attend because BLP has to happen as well.
Yeah. Well, it happens, you know, especially the more you're involved with things, the schedule can conflict, you know, on sometimes on a Thursday.
Yeah, always.
You know, there's always a bunch of stuff going on a Thursday or a Wednesday. It all just kind of comes together all at once. So that it happens. So you mentioned camp.
Yeah.
In context that you had the ceremony there on during COVID. Camp's coming up again this year?
Camp is coming up again this year. We'll be running 8 weeks starting at the end of June, running all the way to mid-August. Mm-hmm. We have our all-girls or female-identifying camp out on Anoda Lake that we've been putting so much work into over the last 5 years, upgrading things, getting new curriculum. Sarah, who's our camp director, has done a really amazing job. Excuse me. We've had tons of support from the city of Pittsfield as well through some ARPA funding, CPA funding in order to put more things in there. Registration opened on April 1st, and we still have plenty of space for girls who would like to attend camp. We do offer financial aid that you apply through with Sarah. We do have a really amazing campership fund that just went out as a campaign to a lot of our regular donors. But again, if anyone else would like to help support a girl go to camp, you just go to our website or you can give me a call and we can talk more about what the girls are actually doing when they're at camp, which is, you know, we try to find that balance between it is a rustic camp. Mm-hmm. We have a phone.
Yeah. Do you have cell service there?
There is cell service, but we do have little phone prisons that the girls aren't allowed to use devices while they're there.
That's reasonable.
The risk of, you know, we're right next to the water, you know, it gets muddy.
Plus that whole connectedness. Yeah.
And it's really great. So we do a lot of those traditional camp things. We have arts and crafts. We have swimming. We have boating. We have sports. We do... you know, we do a morning circle with everybody where our camp director, Sarah, checks in and lets kind of know what's going on for the day. Every week has a really fun theme. And then we also are doing a lot of STEM. So we have a great relationship with the Boston Museum of Science, and we have these amazing STEM kits. Lucy Schwartz, who's our Eureka coordinator and our Children, Youth, and Families director, she comes out and we'll do lots of different STEM activities with the girls. There's 1 week where we do, it's the Recycle Regatta, they call it.
Recycle Regatta.
Recycle Regatta. So the girls are designing, building, and then putting out on the water their own watercraft. And so they have
watercraft
a little...
That they've made,
designed and made.
But do they ride in it?
Yep. Someone's got to ride in it. They get a paddle. And, you know, it's a lot of cardboard and duct tape, but it's the girls do a really good job with it. And it's so great for them to feel that opportunity to think outside the box, but also share their leadership skills and show what they've been learning throughout the summer. And then at the end of the summer, the last week, we do a talent show and we do kind of a closing ceremony where parents get to come and enjoy the talent show and enjoy kind of seeing all the awards that the girls get.
And how long does that run?
At the end of June, all the way to mid-August.
Okay.
And you can come for 1 week, you can come for 2 weeks, you can come for the whole summer. And it's open to any female-identifying student or girl here in Berkshire County or not in Berkshire County. We have kids that come from New York. We have kids that come all the way out from, like, Boston area whose families have second homes here. So they're coming while their family's here. So it's really a great place. And then we do have another program, a co-ed program at our main site that, so there are 3 days at our main site, 2 days at the lake. And then they also get to do different field trips. They've gone to the USS Slater out in Albany, which I think was one of their favorite ones, roller skating. They've gone to the zoo. They go to Look Park. They get to do all these really fun stuff as well.
And I like that you brought up that there's an option there for folks to sponsor a girl to go to this, right? Because that's always a nice option for people. You know, people are always looking to give somehow. Right?
Yeah.
And when you put it like a real A to B kind of connection there, like if you want to sponsor one of these girls to go to this camp, it's kind of easier to wrap your head around sometimes.
Yeah.
And more purposeful for the donation. So that's great that you put that out there. So if you are looking to do that,
you
anybody
are.
out there, do reach out to brighamcenter.org.
Yeah, right? And right in there, and the campership's right up there when you click on our camps button. And really, it's about 80% of the girls that go to Camp Stevenson Winnowettan are coming on a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a phone call a couple months ago from a family whose mother would talk to the family. She had sadly passed away, but she had talked to the family about how much it meant for her to go to camp with us back in the 60s and 70s, and that she actually came on a sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something we've been doing since 1929 when we first opened our camp out on Anoda Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We've been operating a camp as the girls club or the women's league girls team since the early 1900s, but we've been at our location on Anoda Lake since 1929.
Wow. So, I mean, 1929, you're coming up on a century over there.
We are. And you know, it's very exciting, especially all of the work we've been able to do out at the camp. And again, thanks to Adams Community Bank, which has always been such a big sponsor for our scholarships out to camp. And again, the city of Pittsfield has just been so behind what we're doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently in the process of building an universally accessible trail. So it'll be a trail
on the campgrounds.
On the campgrounds.
Yeah.
So it'll be handicap accessible, wheelchair accessible. And we're working with organizations like UCP of the of Western Mass and Hillcrest Educational Centers to hopefully also create spaces for their students and clients to come out and be able to enjoy outdoor recreation.
Yeah, that's great. There are some trails. So I know what you're talking about. There's a few of them already here in Berkshire County with Berkshire Natural Resource mm-hmm. Council and down at the Audubon
yes.
down in Lenox. They have some handicap accessible ramps or trails that are basically bridges, you know, through the field.
They're paved usually, or they've got airport mix that's been tapped down.
Yeah, but easy, you know, nice and smooth and easy to navigate.
Easy in, easy out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think our benefit is we have our beautiful Colomo building, which has our handicap accessible stalls, so they're really close to the trail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all very accessible, and just looking to build those collaborations and those relationships out. Especially when we're working with students and adults with unique or special needs,
mm-hmm.
Just to kind of, you know, one of our goals is to end that stigma.
Yeah.
And that all spaces are open spaces and available to everyone who mm-hmm. wants to use them.
All right. So if you're just joining us, we have in studio Abby Allard. Abby is the Development and Communications Manager for the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center. Also includes Girls Inc. You may mm-hmm. know it as that as well. So talking about all things Girls Inc. and the Brigham Community Center. So we just talked about the event coming up on May 7th, which is your annual event. Almost how many years again, did you say?
So this is our 34th year.
34th year of this awards and scholarship ceremony. Yeah. So Lori Kiley is the recipient of the annual award called She Knows Where She's Going. Is that
mm-hmm. right? She Knows Where She's Going.
Yeah.
Right. Look at you, Brian. Good job.
Yeah. And then you've got 12 scholarships going out. Now, on that scholarship thing, you mentioned some of the roots of some of those scholarships that come from different organizations that are backed by different organizations. But if you were going forward, if you were interested in receiving a scholarship or being nominated for a scholarship, or you know someone that you'd like to nominate, I know this year's slate is fixed.
Yes.
But going forward, how does somebody do that?
So they open every January 1st. I do my best to, staff changes sometimes, but I reach out to every school, including the private schools here in Berkshire County, to their either their guidance office or if they have a college and career readiness office. We send out the scholarship to them. We give them the parameters for each of the scholarships. Some of them, the Baraski one, which is our scholarship, you know, sponsored by Nicholas and Ruth Baraski, who had set this up for us. Those are at our discretion. But then our Rotary scholarship, it's Rotary Club of Pittsfield, so they have to be a Pittsfield resident. Those mm-hmm. are usually looking for young people who have a lot of community service.
Mm-hmm.
The Rotary motto is service over self. So we're really looking at someone who is taking their time and giving it to their community. Zonta, the Zonta Club of Berkshire County, which again is supporting women and girls. and creating a space that they feel safe and welcome and invited, and giving them platforms to use their voices. That when we're looking for girls that are doing something, breaking the mold, going through that glass ceiling, you know, this is our first year. We've had some really interesting, our first time that we've given, we're giving a scholarship out for a young lady going to a trade school. And then we also have a young woman who we're doing a scholarship for because she's pursuing mechanics. She's going to BCC to learn how to be a mechanic, which I think is amazing. And, you know, we think
much needed.
Exactly. And we think so traditionally sometimes about, you know, you need to go to college, you need to do that's not for. That's not what's going to be the highest potential for every girl. And I think these scholarships, and this year especially, we're really showing that you can be pursuing your dreams and you're still going to get that support. So yeah, January 1st, every year they open up. We put it on our website. We put it on our Facebook page. And then it also goes to each one of the school's guidance department. And really, it's the only one with a clear, clear requirement is the Rotary Club of Pittsfield. You do have to be a resident of Pittsfield. But otherwise, you're almost everyone qualifies for a Boraski scholarship. Almost everyone qualifies for a Zonta. And again, the BCC and MCLA, you have to be planning on attending BCC or MCLA to receive one of those. But those schools are great working with us. We usually will put the funds right into your student account so you can use it to pay your bill. Or I know with BCC, we worked with them that they can use it for their books, you know, if they qualified for the free community college education. They can use it towards their books, towards a dining plan. So there's plenty of options that you can work out with your registrar.
Yeah, good. So that looking forward to next year, that would be something that people could consider starting in January 1st when it comes around for the scholarship season. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot of great offerings there.
I have the pleasure of I receive all the scholarships in and I go through them, make sure they're all together. I do try to give, you know, young people some, you know, we're not the only scholarship. Other scholarships ask for other things, so we like to get them as early as possible. That way I can help you with the process. I'm always happy to look at essays. I'm always happy to look at scholarships beforehand. They're usually due around the end of March, so I generally get a few emails of people, what should I write about? What should this be? And, you know, we're so happy to guide people and help support them to be as close to consideration as possible.
Yeah, because like you said, depending on every scholarship, it's like a grant or anything. They're all different, right? They're similar but different. They have specific details that you need for each one. So that's good that you help navigate with that.
Well, and I think one thing that's really unique about ours is academics do matter. We do want to know, but you know, if you're a 3.2 student or a 2.9 student and you don't want to apply because you don't have a 4.0, but we look at your scholarship application and, you know, your 9th and 10th grade, you were a D student with like a 1.8 and now you've moved yourself all the way up to like a 2.5 or a 2.9. And we look at that transition of education and that you're seeing that change and that more dedication to your education. So I want young ladies to feel like even if you're not a 4.0 student, if you're showing advancement and that you're working hard, that's also what we're looking at.
Right. There's more to it than just the grade number.
Yes.
For sure. Absolutely. So you mentioned earlier too about the Eureka program as being integrated at least one day of the week anyway, down there at the camp when that starts the summer. Can you talk a little bit about the Eureka program?
I would love to. So Eureka, I believe this is going into our 7th year of having a Eureka program, which is a special program unique to Girls Inc. We are not the only Girls Inc. in the country doing it, but we are one of the few doing it here in the Northeast. It is a STEM-based program, and we're looking at career and college readiness, and with the goal of inspiring and empowering girls to feel like they can pursue higher education or trade school in a STEM field. And you know, we don't just mean like math and technology, but we have, you know, our last group of graduating, we only have two graduates this year and they're both pursuing sciences, which is amazing. And, you know, we hope that some of that was the influence of doing all the fun things they've done in Eureka. The core of Eureka is a 2-week summer program. So for your first 2 to 3 years with Eureka, you're 1 week in the summer on BCC campus, and you're working with real college professors doing real kind of college level work in the STEM fields. And then you're also working on some self-resiliency, some leadership skills, some advocacy. And then the second week of our Eureka program, we do our field trips. So you're going to different businesses around the Berkshires, not necessarily all businesses with a female CEO or president or director, but with a lot of female presence, and you're learning what it's like to be in that field. And that's been really inspiring for our girls to do over the last few summers, once we initiated it a few summers ago. And then you meet once a month throughout the school year. And Lucy, who's the coordinator for that, is so great. She's great at meeting with the girls. And then you do get a lot of really interesting opportunities, like I mentioned, the PCTV Women of Impact series. So all of our Eureka girls learned how to essentially run their own show. So how to do everything in the back of the production room, how to do everything in the front, how to place microphones, how to write engaging and intriguing questions, and then how to interview someone. And, right. You know, we see a lot of young women who come to us pretty shy and come out of their shell when they have that opportunity. And it's been amazing.
Right. And I mean, coming here and working in the studios, I mean, that's science.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's one of those secret STEM.
No, it really is, especially in the teamwork that goes with it, mentioning. So as far as the STEM programming, have you seen any sort of a boost after the Artemis mission last couple of weeks there with the first female astronaut, Christina Koch, being able to go
to
first
the moon.
Woman around, around the backside of the moon. And let's face
amazing.
It, you know, when we land in 2 years, there's probably going to be
a woman on there.
Or two on the moon, right?
It's been so amazing. I think part of what has been inspiring some of our girls when we're talking about Artemis II and what they're seeing, and it is always very exciting to see competent work done well. And I think being able to see firsthand not only, you know, this amazing opportunity for the, you know, to re-explore and see, you know, they found a new crater when they were there. Like, those are all really exciting things. But to see a woman do it and to see a woman who is relatable and looks like them and that they can see themselves in is so important. And especially being from Pittsfield, where we do have this great, you know, kind of space background with some of our former residents that, you know, have had that opportunity to be at NASA. And then to see this actually happen, you know, I have a friend that compared it to the excitement they felt when it was 1969 and they saw, you know, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong land on the moon and walk on the moon. And to have this new generation of people be able to experience something very similar has been very inspiring. And, you know, we have a really good relationship with the Space Foundation as well. So being able to build those connections for girls that are interested has been amazing.
Yeah, it is fantastic. It's exciting. Exciting times.
It is.
Right? So, you know, you mentioned local ties. Obviously, we're talking about Stephanie Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting. So we're coming up on the top of the hour. I don't want to get into another.
No, we got to hear the weather.
Yeah, we got to hear the weather. The good news, right? But when I do want to talk more about like some of the stuff that you have going on there at Girls Inc. You know, the aquatics program and the ABC and the early childhood education.
All our fun things.
Oh, you got lots of fun stuff. So anyway, if you're just joining us in studio, we have Abby Allard. Abby is the development and communications manager for Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Building.
Yeah, and Girls Inc. And of course, Abby is one of those multi hat wearing people here in Berkshire County. So maybe we'll talk about some of the other things that she's involved with, the Berkshire Boxing Academy or the One Berkshires or the BLP or Pittsfield Cultural Council. I mean, there's a lot you got going on. So we won't run out of things to talk about. Let's put it that way. All right. So we will be back in a few moments, and we'll pick up this conversation. This is WTBR-FM, and we will be back in a moment. Thank you for listening to The Morning Drive.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is. Contact your heating and electric companies to see if you can budget your spending. This way you are paying the same amount for most of the year and are not caught off guard with large heating and energy bills.
Plan your meals out in advance and shop for the week. This will deter you from spending more than you planned.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Let's have a party.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts, retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available online at sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to The Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, welcome back to The Morning Drive. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your host this morning. And in studio, we have Abby Allard. Abby is the Development and Communications Manager at the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center. That includes Girls, Inc. Some of you may be more familiar with it in that term. So we're going to talk about all things going on there with Girls, Inc., the summer camp that's coming up, the awards ceremony that's coming up in May. So a lot of good things coming our way with this organization. We are going to first check in with our weather and get the pain done and listen to what we can expect for the next couple of days, which I think is going to be wet, but let's find out.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers this morning, then showers likely this afternoon. Warmer with highs in the upper 60s. Southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Chance of rain 60%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower 50s. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour in the evening. Chance of rain 30%. Tuesday, partly sunny. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 60%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
Okay, well, April showers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I always love when it goes longer than the jingle.
Yeah.
it's like, oh, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. That poor computer's trying to get it all in.
Yeah, yeah. Hurry up, AI. Confess. welcome to the Morning Drive, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We are back from our station break. We have in studio Abby Allard, who is the Development and Communications Manager at the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center.
Good job.
Girls Inc., yes. She says good job because I muddled that a few times the first hour.
You're not the only one. You're not the only
just,
one.
I just put them in the wrong order. That's all. They were all there. All the words were in the wrong order.
They were all words,
They
at
were
least.
Words, yes. Now I just said the right ones. So, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what do we got going on? I know we were talking before the break. We were talking about some of the events that are happening, the summer camp that's coming up,
yep.
and how kids can register or how you could sponsor a youth.
Yep.
And then we talked about the Eureka STEM program that you have there as well. Let's talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, about the early childhood education.
Yeah.
Can we touch base on that and learn a little more?
Of course. So Girls Inc., our organization had started as an after-school program for girls in the turn of the century, in the early 1900s, as a place to help girls feel supported. You know, in 1911, it was much different for young women. You didn't have the opportunities of your peers as your male peers. So the programming was really to give more skills. You know, a lot of them were homemaking skills, but as we've grown as an organization and as a community and as a culture, it definitely changed. And then, you know, as an organization that wants to be really reflective of the needs of the community, we began in earnest in the 1970s, early education and care as well. So we had just a small child care that has grown to, we now serve infants, support families with infants through pre-K. And we are part of the, there is a, through Pittsfield Public Schools, the CPPI, which is helping to find more placement for pre-K students, age students, and also to help unify what pre-K students are learning in order to make them the most prepared to go into kindergarten in the Pittsfield Public Schools, which has been really amazing. And working with Pittsfield Public Schools and our like organizations has been so powerful to see all of us come together really to support our community. So yeah, our childcare program is amazing. There is a leveling system called QRIS. They're redesigning it currently, but we are the first level 4, which is the highest level for QRIS for our early education and care. So you are getting high quality teachers, high quality curriculum, and really a lot of kind, compassionate care for children, no matter their background or community that they come from. And it's so much fun. Plus, it's nice as someone that works there, that if I've had a really stressful day, I can go in the baby room and go hold a baby for a little bit. And you're like, oh, it smells like babies in here. And then love being with the older kids, playing in the gym. You know, we do have a pool on our property that's been there since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. It's been upgraded and changed and cleaned since then. But it's been there. So for our older toddlers through our pre-Kers, so about 2 to 5 years old, they get swim lessons as every week as part of their curriculum with us.
And that's that automatically part of the early childhood education program?
It is.
Okay.
It is for us. You know, swimming and the skill of swimming is not just a luxury.
No.
It's a life-saving skill to have.
Of course. Especially, you know, I mean, with all the bodies of water we have here in Berkshire County and the pools, it's always such a tense time sometimes this time of year, worrying about, you know, what could happen. So it's you're right. It's absolutely, it's a survival mechanism.
It's a survival skill.
To be able to swim. And then, you know, especially with the camp.
So
you want
all the kids.
You need to have the girls be able to swim because you're right there on the lake. Or at least if they don't swim, at least you have barrier or protections in place.
Yeah, we do. We do have, you know, we are required to have like a roped off area that's our swim area. We have like a shallow end and a deep end. But again, if you've ever swum in a NOTA, like deep end doesn't really start till you're much farther out. Mm-hmm. But we do have life vests and things like that at the camp. And we do offer some very basic swim skill and swim lessons. during your unit's own swim time. So our lifeguards, almost all of our lifeguards that we hire are lifeguard instructors. So mm-hmm. they all can instruct in swim. And then you do have to be able to have a, be able to swim. No buoy, no life jacket, but no bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to be able to swim pretty strong in order to do the boating program. So usually that's our older girls. But yeah, at the camp we do, and we have a buddy system as well, which I think mm-hmm. is like standard for camps. When you get certified by DPH, that you have a buddy system. You have your buddy that you, that's who you swim with, that's who you go in the water with, and you should be at the same level of swim. So there's a lot of safety precautions happening at camp.
And you can't have too many.
You can't have too many.
I mean, just it only takes a few seconds for something to go really terribly wrong.
Well, and I think one thing people forget when it comes to lifeguarding is, you know, I believe the standard is 25 to 1 in like a pool. But that's 25 people on the deck. So if you've got 10 parents up on sitting on the bleachers, then you can only have 15 kids in the pool. So, and so you add more guards. And usually for us, if we are going to be a higher number, we'd like to have three guards with us. Mm-hmm. So that way we have six eyes on the water, on the kids, and on the people on the beach. Mm-hmm. Because again, that's the whole, and the same thing at our pool is you want to, you're looking at the whole picture. And you're doing your counting and you know, and there's also little things that, at least at the pool, we don't have to test. Luckily, the city of Pittsfield's great about it, testing Lake Anoda, but we don't have to, we, you know, have to test the waters at our pool and things like that. So there are a lot of safety precautions that happen in order to make sure that everyone is as safe as possible when they are swimming.
So the aquatics program that you have, obviously, there's the camp we were just talking about, but there at your main location, where can people sign up for swim lessons outside of the other program that you mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay, so dedicated.
Oh yeah, it is.
Sign up for a swim class or something like that. That's a thing.
Prashad Singha is our aquatics director. He's amazing. I you know, all of the pools in the Berkshires are great. Ours is the best. So we have really just an amazing crew up there. Prashad does a great job with his lifeguards. Our lead guard, Olivia, and Prashad work great together to make sure that, you know, we offer swim lessons. So we have group swim lessons that run throughout the school year. Our next sign up will be during our spring break here. So the week of April 19th, we are closed on Patriots Day. Okay. But that Tuesday will be open and sign up start there. And for our group lessons, it's 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds are grouped together, mm-hmm. and then it's levels 1 through 4. And if you feel like your child maybe is beyond that level 4, we also have a swim club, which is usually around age 7 or 8+, and they have to be able to swim a length of the pool, but they don't have to be able to swim it, you know, in a breaststroke or anything. They just have to have the energy and ability to do that. So we offer all of those levels. And then if you have a little and you're like, well, I have a 2-year-old and I want them to get water exposed, but you don't offer group lessons for that. We actually have a class called Tiny Tots.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a like a parent or a guardian and me class. So it's an adult with a child under the age of 3. And I believe over the age of 6 months, I think usually is when doctors say they can start going into that chlorinated water. And it's giving basic skills. It's a lot of fun. They sing songs, they play on the mat, but it's just getting the little guys used to being in the water. And then we do offer private swim lessons as mm-hmm. well. And that's, we would generally recommend for 3 years and up, and it goes all the way up. We have adults that are taking private lessons with us that are learning the skill of swimming. You know, we actually see that in the Berkshires, a surprising amount of parents who sign up their kids to learn how to swim. And then, you know, Prashad is so great. And he'd be like, oh, how do you swim? And the parent maybe doesn't know how to swim. So then they sign up with private lessons with Prashad. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. everyone in the family is getting that life-saving skill, which is amazing. And then we offer water aerobics as like an adult program. We have lap swimming in the morning and in the afternoons. And then we do have family swim a few times a week. Our family swim, lap swim, and aerobics are all membership-based. So if you are under the age of 18, it's $25 a year for your registration. And then if you are over the age of 18, it's $50 a year for registration. And then we do have memberships that you can purchase that would then let you swim anytime. We're open with our water aerobics and our lap swimming.
So if you're just joining us here now, we have Abby Allard, Abby is here in studio. She is the Development and Communications Manager with the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, Girls Inc. But, you know, Abby, like I've said a few times already, does quite a bit here in this community. So I do want to circle back about your event that's coming up. I want to make sure we hit that before we leave here. But I just wanted to take a little bit of a detour here and just, you know, a shout out to your Berkshire Boxing Academy.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah. And while we're at it, too, congratulations on a your nomination for an award, the Commonwealth Heroine, right? Mm-hmm. And that's given to you down at the State House, right?
Yeah.
At the end of June?
Yes.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored and excited about it. I feel wholly undeserving. But it is very nice. The Commission on the Status of Women, Girls and Women, had put me in a list of a few others that were nominated, and our amazing representative, Tricia Farley Bouvier, mm-hmm. selected me, and it's such an honor to be a part of that. And I went to talk to my CEO, Kelly Marion, about it, and she was like, well, of course I know who's been emailing with Tricia, with representatives, you know, local leader, and about information about you. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh. So I got all teary-eyed and misty. And you know, the other women that have won in the years prior, including Kelly, has just, you know, it's just like getting a She Knows Where She's Going award. Mm. It's you know, this echelon of these amazing women who do so much for their community, and to even be considered a part of that is amazing. And, mm-hmm. you know, I feel very lucky and honored to be, you know, technically a transplant here in the Berkshires, and to...
Yeah, but not that...
Not that much.
No, you're
Berkshire
just,
light, as yes, I like to say. Berkshire
Columbia,
light. I
grew up... You grew up in Columbia County.
Columbia County.
Yeah.
But it is very much, you know, I feel a part of this community, mm-hmm. and one of the things that inspired me, and when I went for my, master's degree and had to do, you know, that big master's thesis that you have to do, I talked about belonging, and I think we live in a community that really focuses on making sure everyone feels like they belong, whether you grew up here mm-hmm. or you just moved here, there is a space for everyone here.
Plus you know, the old adage, you give what you get, or you get what you give, right?
Yeah,
so,
one of them.
Yeah. Well, both, I guess, right? But I mean, you know, you do an awful lot for this community, so I appreciate
Thank
it. Thank you. Including, let's describe it just a little bit, the Berkshire Boxing Academy.
Yeah, I'll do my little 30-second elevator.
Sure.
Berkshire Boxing Academy, we are a very small mom-pop kind of shop, Berkshire. We operate out of Berkshire Nautilus on Summer Street, and it is a boxing academy. We do everything from individual and private classes to, we have group classes that happen Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 6:30 to 8, up in the classroom in Berkshire Nautilus. And then we also have a competition team. So I have about 6 comp boxers who I take to different tournaments. And working with them on a more serious level, like really fine tuning skills that a lot of them came to me with. And then also our class, usually people have been, you know, a year or two in the regular class with us, and then they want to move up to competition. And then our private lessons, it's really nice because I can focus on what, you know, I tend to work with a lot of girls and young women in the private classes, which is including, I've done private self-defense classes and then private boxing classes. And just really empowering girls to feel strong and to feel confident in their bodies. And also, it's just a great workout as well. So if you're in it just for the workout, I have quite a few people who take the Monday, Wednesday, Friday class just for the workout. And essentially, we also try to keep it really affordable. We're happy to work with families. And then also, but generally, it's $60 a month if you're attending all 3 classes for the 4 weeks in the month. So it equals out about $5 a class, which I've tried to keep really affordable for most people. But again, if that's outside of the realm of possibility and you think this is something you or your child would really like to do, mm-hmm. We're always happy to work with people to make sure that, you know, sports and athletics and feeling good about yourself and feeling strong and prepared should be accessible to everyone.
Yeah. I think you'd mentioned once before, like, self-defense is not a privilege. It's a priority.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
All that empowerment that goes with this type of training and the, discipline and, you know, and then all the mental health stuff that goes with it too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
The social connections, the physical fitness part, the self-confidence, the release, you know, relief of stress and anxiety.
Oh, 100%.
There's just so many positive check marks.
And I would
like
say
this.
We're very encouraging. You know, there's a lot of really great gyms here that are more focused on that competition side, more focused on the really hard workout, which, you know, we get along with. You know, we love all the other gyms here. When we go to competitions together, it's like the little Berkshire corner. We're all chatting mm-hmm. with each other. But I definitely think ours is more, you're just looking to get into something. You're looking for those connections, building that community. Mm-hmm. We really want to we try to focus on a community building aspect and being, you know, that other peer for somebody to reach out to and lean on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a real 1-2 punch.
Yes.
On this. On your presentation.
Disgusting. That was so good, Brian.
So let's go back to Girls Inc. and the
Celebration Evening
that's coming up on
May 7th, the Ruth P. Boraski Celebration Evening, the 34th annual Ruth P. Boraski Celebration Evening, which again, we wouldn't be able to do things like this where we're supporting these 12 scholars, we're celebrating Lori Kiley without, you know, Beacon Bank was amazing this year and did a platinum sponsorship. And then we've had more of those higher level sponsorships this year than we've had in about 6 years, which has been amazing. Mm. So the Greylock has always been such a strong sponsor and supporter and, you know, giving us volunteers and funds to run our programming. Greylock Federal Credit Union, AWC Construction, Allegroni, the Pittsfield Cooperative Bank, they've all been such amazing supporters for us, and we really wouldn't be able to do any of what we're doing. The Berkshire Health Systems, we wouldn't be able to put on events like this to celebrate young women and girls without their underwriting of this event, and you know, and our smaller sponsors as well, which includes Berkshire Boxing Academy, but like Lee Bank, all of the big banks, all of them, you know. There are over, 400 nonprofits here in the Berkshires. And I can't imagine how difficult it is for these larger banks to try to figure out where best to put their money and their funds. And you really have to think of it. It's the funds you're putting into the bank that then they're giving back to the community. And we feel very privileged to be recognized by the banks as a place that is utilizing those funds for good and for the community. Mm-hmm. And we're so appreciative for every sponsorship. And whether it's $50, $100, or $2,500, it all makes a difference when it comes to being able to host these events and being able to celebrate women.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. There are so many nonprofits. I think actually the number is closer to 1,000.
I think so.
It's pretty high. So to your point, when you have sponsors like that, that are able to contribute and support, it's tough for them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, to have to
decide where
to put that support. So. So I'm glad that you're a recipient of
so much. Yeah, I put it a lot towards when I'm looking at the scholarships because, you know, we had 33 scholarship applicants, full applicants, so full scholarships that came out to us this year. Mm-hmm. And you look through them and you're like, well, I want to give all of you money.
Yeah.
But again, it's so tough and it is one of those things where, you know, we stick true to our mission.
Yep.
We try not to allow any mission creep. And we look at how we can best affect the entire community. This year alone, Girls Inc., we have an after-school program now at Nessicus, which mm-hmm. meets Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at the middle school. That's a girl, and it's free, and it's a Girls Inc. program. And we're doing, I believe they're doing self-defense right now. We just built up our relationship with North Adams Public School District, and we're doing a Girls Inc. program called Strong Women, Strong Girls up in North Adams at Colgrove Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And I've had the pleasure of going up there and meeting some of the girls and the high schoolers that are mentoring them. And it's just been amazing to see all of these Berkshire County girls be Girls Inc. girls and be strong, smart, and bold.
Yeah. So how does somebody volunteer? I assume you have volunteer positions.
Yes.
Or support Girls Inc. in some other way. You know, what do you recommend? How can people
help out? If a financial contribution is not available to you, or you'd like to do a more impactful kind of contribution, volunteering is always amazing. And really, we have everything from if you are a very kid-minded and kid-friendly person, you know, we have volunteers that read to our early ed classrooms. They love coming in and reading to like the preschoolers and the toddlers, or they're coming in and playing sports with our after school program. Or if you're not someone you want to give back, but you're maybe not a kid focused person, we also love volunteers that are helping to share skills, painting, carpentry. You know, camp can always use help when it comes to, you know, I built some of the stairs that are at camp, and then I've been told they weren't done well. So I've had people rebuild those. So we have, you know, a litany of things that people can do.
Yeah. So it's not just direct engagement with
the,
there are other options, things that people can help out with.
And one way that I know Brian from is organizations. If you are a champion for that organization and you want to be an advocate and share that and table at events, we can always use extra help tabling at events and talking about what we do. And you know, we have a lot of opportunities for that throughout the year. So there are definitely, and you just reach directly out to me. You can email our general email, which is news, N-E-W-S, at Brigham Center, BRIGHAMCENTER.org. And you can use that email for any sorts of questions, camp questions, celebration evening questions, if you're just questioning me, donations, anything like that.
And that, again, was news?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again.
News, N-E-W-S.
Yep. Yep.
At Brigham, BRIGHAM Center, CENTER.org. So news at BrighamCenter.org.
News at BrighamCenter.org.
And it's right on our website. And if you go to contact on the website, it goes directly to me. And I'm able to filter those through and send them to the appropriate person, or I answer them if it's regarding my departments.
Great. So we just got a few minutes left. I want to, one more time, let's revisit your event that's coming up. It's going to be on the
May 7th.
Which is a Thursday night.
It is a Thursday night. It is the Ruth P. Baraski Celebration Evening. It's our 34th year. Tickets are $50. You can purchase tickets either on the phone with me or online through our BrighamCenter.org. That's our website, BRIGHAMCENTER.org. And the websites are under our Celebration Evening under Girls Inc. You also can check out our Facebook page. It's pinned to the top that you can go right there, and tickets are able to be purchased that way as well. Mm-hmm. They're $50 each, and each ticket is helping to support Girls Inc. programs. A lot of the programs that I mentioned are free, and because of supporters that are going to our events like Celebration Evening, like Party on the Patio in the fall, or doing the camperships, like that is part of what is keeping our Girls Inc. programming free. Not all of our programming, our after school program is part of our licensed childcare, but otherwise, Girls Inc. out in the community, our after school program at Nessakiss, up in North Adams, our Eureka program, those are all free. Discovery is free. And this is how we're able to maintain and keep those programs free for girls.
And the awards event, there's scholarships that are being given out.
There are the scholarships.
Where is it again? It's at the Proprietor's Lodge.
Okay. On 22 Wabik.
At what time?
It is 5 p.m. and you should be done by 7 o'clock. We try to keep it nice and tight. People have things to do. It's also a school night.
Yeah. Is there dinner involved? Or
so we do have appetizers, but not a full meal.
Yeah, that's
$50. We wish, you know, it was 10 years ago and $50 got you a full steak dinner.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But it's a great event, and we're so excited to celebrate Lori Kiley with the She Knows Where She's Going award.
Yeah, that's great. Great candidate for that, or award.
Yeah.
Well, she's not even a candidate.
She's the winner. She's the winner.
So again, we're talking with Abby Allard.
Mm-hmm.
Abby, again, thanks for coming in. She's the Development and Communications Manager at the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, Girls Inc.
So, Girls Inc. of the Berkshires.
Girls Inc. of the Berkshires. Thank you.
Girls Inc. is our headquarters.
Longer for me.
Oh, yeah. That's when I greet I'm Abby Allard from the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, home of Girls Inc. of the Berkshires.
Yeah, see, but that's, it rolls right off of your tongue. As it should.
As it, I'd hope so. Yeah. As a communications manager.
But anyway, thank you everybody for joining us today. Again, go to brighamcenter.org for all the information that we talked about today and the programming that, maybe someone in your family or yourself might be interested in partaking in. And then, of course, there's the event coming up on May 7th. So look into doing that as well. So again, if you missed any part of the show and you wanted to catch up, you can always look at us on PCTV. All of our shows are audio or video recorded, so you can always go back into the library and find any of these presentations. Enjoy this day. Enjoy the week. From all of us here at WTBR and WSBR, we appreciate that you took the time to spend with us this morning on the Morning Drive to start your day off. So we hope that you'll join us every day. And please keep in mind the men and women of the armed services who are serving overseas at this time. Thank you so much. Take care.